Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. Stock markets go up and down. It is a fact of life. Except in 2017. Who wrote that? None other than Stephen Russolillo, who covers the markets for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now. Very clever line there, Stephen. Very true this year.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So it's been 2017 has really been the year of the steady, gradual rise in the markets. And so actually, you should probably take away rise because we've seen a really sharp move in some markets, if you look at tech stocks and whatnot. But specifically, if you look just in the U.S., Dow, S&P 500 up about 10%. In Europe, you've seen similar gains. In Asia, you've seen even better gains. But what really stands out about the moves that we've seen this year is the fact that if you look at these charts, markets have literally basically just gone straight up. There's been very little bumps along the way. It's really like the markets have been on autopilot. And so that has really been that's what's been so shocking about what we've seen a little bit into the second half here of 2017.
Obviously, no correction, no 10% correction here. No major sell-offs. I mean, no hiccups, it seems, and no pullbacks. As you mentioned, autopilot, it seems.
Yeah, so let's go through the stats a little bit. If you look at U.S., Asia, and Europe, those three, as measured by the S&P 500, MSCI Europe, and MSCI Asia Pacific, excluding Japan. So we'll use those three benchmarks, okay? None of them have had a 5% pullback this year. Now, that has never happened in at least the past three decades, okay? So what does that mean? That means that somewhere along the line, either one of those regions or two or all three, they go down for a little bit and then they come back. And that's the typical course. That's the typical trajectory. But we haven't had that at all so far. And so that's really what is kind of startling to some people, because a lot of people are looking at this and watching the markets and saying, it has to go down at some point, right? Markets go up, markets go down. That's what happens. And so people are nervously watch this unfold.
Can we call this a Superman rally? It's up, up, and away.
So that's what's happening. Now, you know, can it continue? Sure, of course it can continue. Can it go down? Of course it can go down as well. I mean, that is not the most insightful piece of analysis, but that's really where we sit right now. I mean, it's at some point, if the market does go down, you're going to see people say, oh, of course, this was long overdue. Mathematically, markets have to go down by this point. But the flip side of that is you still see central banks that are very, by and large, they're very accommodative right now. You see earnings growth that is really strong across the world right now. And you see economic growth that is slow but steady and actually improving in most areas. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, hold on. Well, what about politics? What about, you know, there's so much turmoil in the U.S. There's Brexit. What about that? And at least for now, what we've seen in markets is that earnings, the economy, they have overshadowed any sort of political turmoil that we've seen around the world.
We're talking with Stephen Russolillo. He covers the markets for The Wall Street Journal, and this is Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Steve, we should let everyone know you're joining us from Hong Kong via Skype. And when you look at the major averages on Wall Street, Dow up, more than 9% so far this year as we're chatting. NASDAQ up more than 18%. I did a triple take looking at the NASDAQ composite year-to-date number. What? And then the S&P up some 10%. From your view there in Hong Kong, What do you make of all this? Are you scratching your head every day? Are others you talk to scratching their heads?
Yeah, so a lot of this gets back to the historically low volatility environment that we've heard so much about over the past several weeks, several months, really. So if you look at the VIX, which is the volatility indicator that a lot of people like to cite, the so-called fear gauge, that closed at one of its lowest levels ever over the past few days, is below 10. It's at its lowest since 1993. It's just showing how calm things are. And so there's two ways to look at this. One is that if you are a professional trader who makes a living trading on volatility and really does well when markets are swinging up and down, you're not doing so well. But if you are just your regular average Joe, individual retail investor, you know, you watch your 401k, you're doing quite well this year. It's been a really spectacular year, and it's been a year that hasn't really been so volatile. It hasn't been volatile at all, actually. And so the question, of course, is what happens next? You know, volatility can be low for a lot longer than people anticipate. We saw this in the 90s, especially in the mid-90s. You saw it actually in the early to mid-2000s after the tech bubble and before the financial crisis. So, you know, right now, at this very moment in time, very few people are predicting a recession that is imminent. Obviously, we're in a very long economic expansion right now, so a recession will happen at some point. But in the very, very short term, almost nobody's predicting one to happen immediately. So in that environment, and with earnings doing well and getting even better as we speak, there's room to be hopeful that this rally could continue.
He's Stephen Russolillo. He covers the markets for The Wall Street Journal. Steve, I'm sure we're going to be talking again sometime soon about this autopilot market.
I like that. You coined that. I like that. I like autopilot.
Yeah, let me get a little trademark registration
trademark,
on that.
Trademark, yeah.
Thanks, Steve, as always.
Great. Thank you.
And I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.